Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Tighe.
Select Irish on FM 104. And join me after publishing the guidebook to self-releasing your music is Matthew Whiteside. Hello.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for chatting to us. So where did your journey with music begin?
Oh, that's a long question with a long story. I was always interested in music, but wasn't really planning to take it as a career until I realised that composers weren't just long dead people. Mm. And that was when I was probably about 14, 15. And at that point, I then shifted everything that I wanted to do around to go, no, I want to be a composer. So then studied at Queen's in Belfast, and then did my master's in Royal Conservatory of Scotland in Glasgow. So it was kind of a long journey from going, no, I want to be a composer, to then sitting here like almost 20 years later, having published this book, because study music, you study the craft of writing, but you don't necessarily study the business of how to make it in music when you're studying. So that's where the book came from, essentially, because from about 2015, I've been releasing my own recordings, releasing my own music, and kind of had to learn everything myself because no one taught me. Universities and education institutions are getting much better now, but there's this whole generation of people who just were never told to sign up to a royalty collection society or how to budget for recording release. So from about 2015, I've been releasing my own music, and everything I learnt was from an American pop-centric point of view rather than a UK, Ireland kind of classical music point of view, which is where my background is. And that needed translated into, it's the same skills, same understanding, but it needed translated into who to sign up with, like MO in Ireland, for example. And at the start of the pandemic, I realized that whenever we were all locked down in our flats and houses, composers and performers were wanting to get music out there, but didn't know how. So I started doing online webinars to share my knowledge and experience of how to do it. And they were exceptionally popular. Mm-hmm. And people, about 2 years after I started doing them, started asking, do you have any other resources that you could point to that we could buy or look at after this webinar? And because everything that I'd learned from was American-centric, I went, no, in good conscience, I can't, because it took me ages to try and translate everything.
Yeah.
So that was essentially, I took as someone going, can you give us a book? So I wrote the book, essentially.
What was your experience with the self-releasing world?
It was took a while to try and work out the best ways to get music out there, because I was still thinking that people would buy CDs.
Yeah.
And whenever I released my album 2015, I released the album, posted up on Bandcamp, my website, social media, etc. Went, excellent, people are going to buy this. Oh, wait. No, they're not. But they are streaming it. Mm. Hang on. I've not actually bought an album for about 18 months or 2 years now, but I have streamed a lot of music. So why am I trying to ask someone to do something that I haven't done? And that's when I started diving into the ins and outs of how to market myself as a self-releasing musician, through social media, through paid for advertising, through Spotify and Apple Music playlists. So it was kind of a realization of what I'm interested in, and then reflecting that back and going, okay, how do I reach people like me who are interested in my kind of music? And everything that I talk about within the book is, yes, it's coming from a classical point of view, but it's relevant for every single genre, because it is just talking about like Facebook advertising, a bit of the ins and outs of that, or how to brand yourself as a composer or a band or a songwriter, how to register your work that you've written to make sure you're earning the right money, and then how to go through the distribution platforms as well to make sure it gets out to Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, Deezer, etc., etc.
Is it possible to do it all yourself?
Yes, it is totally possible to do it all yourself. It is a lot of work, though.
Yeah.
And that's, again, what I try and show in the book, that you can do the PR yourself, but you need to do the research to find out who is the person to contact at the publication, blog, radio station for your kind of music. And while those kind of contacts and finding out who is the presenter on a show or who is the producer on the show can be done, it just takes work. Like, it could be 20, 30 minutes per show. Whereas if you work with a PR person, they'll have those contacts already. So you could do it all yourself like that, or you could kind of do a mixed approach, which involves working with a PR person or a booking agent or someone who you can employ to do social media advertising, or a producer in the studio that isn't you, to make sure that it sounds the way you want it to. I think that's totally valid, because I always think you should work with people that are better at things than you, because then you get a better product at the end of the day. So, yeah, it's totally possible to do everything yourself, but just be prepared for the work. But the whole point of the book isn't to say you should do everything yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's to give you the understanding and the knowledge of what the process is, so that whenever you come to do it, you can either choose, yes, I want to do it all myself, or no, I know the bits where I don't want to do that, or I don't have the appropriate skills or knowledge, I need to outsource that in some way. Or you go, this is too much work for me, I want to find a record label. And if you go down the record label route after having read the book, you'll know what the record label will be doing for you, so you'll be in a better position to negotiate the deal with the record label to work out how to get your music out into the world. So it's not just saying, yes, you should release it yourself, and that's the only option.
Mm.
It's just trying to educate people so that they can come from a place of knowledge in whatever way they're doing it to get their music out into the world.
Yeah, as they say, knowledge is power.
Exactly, exactly.
Mm. You're also the director of The Nightwith.
Yeah. So The Nightwith is my... it's a charity that I set up in 2016 to put on contemporary classical music in different venues, bars, nightclubs, art galleries across Scotland and Northern Ireland. It came about because I'm a metal at heart, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I've always gone to rock and metal gigs for as long as I can remember, and then got more and more interested in classical music. And I just find the classical music concert experience a little bit exclusionary almost, and uncomfortable, physically uncomfortable, partially because I'm 6'3", seats aren't really built for someone of my height to sit for 2 hours. But also, I just like standing at a gig with a drink in my hand and listening to great music, whatever that music is. So the point of The Nightwith is trying to replicate that gig experience, but for classical music. So over the last 8 years or so, I've put on loads of concerts to people who want to experience really great classical music in that environment. And it's doing it in, always done in 3 15-to-30-minute thirds, to try and replicate that gig experience in a way as close as possible. In a way that audiences can listen intently to the music, so they can go and get another drink, where they can walk out during a bit of an applause to go and get something else, or have a chat with a friend during a break. But last year also tried to do it to the next level and put on a 2-day festival. Most kind of classical festivals have maybe two or three concerts a day over maybe a week, I decided to look at it from a, say, a Glastonbury point of view.
Wow.
And put on 15 concerts over 2 days, hour-long sets back-to-back over two stages. And it was one of those things that when I came up with the idea, I went, this is either utterly bonkers or it's going to be absolutely brilliant. And in hindsight, I think it was absolutely brilliant because we had about 400 or 500 people across the 2 days in a warehouse in Glasgow. We pretty much sold out to hear music that's mostly been composed in the last 30 years. And I think one of the things that is constant within kind of classical music conversations is, oh, the audience is dying out, we're losing audience members. And I think it's more that the sector is losing audience members for music that is old and overperformed. Because whenever I've put on stuff that is new and rarely heard or by living composers who are going to be there, people come. And I think it's a mix of putting on something new and putting it on in a different way helps engage new audiences. And I think that's something that classical music needs to do more of and not try and go, oh, we need to perform Beethoven in this pristine concert hall and go, yeah, why? Why not put it into a warehouse that isn't a pristine listening environment but gives the audience an enjoyable experience?
Yeah, people just want good music, I think, don't they?
Exactly. I never want to compromise on the quality of the music or the quality of the performers. It's just putting it on in different venues.
Interesting venues, it sounds.
Yes, exactly. That's the way I see it. Interesting music and interesting venues.
Yes, the way it should be, I think, as well.
Yeah, exactly.
You're also a scuba diver.
Yes.
And I hear this is coming into your music in some way.
Yes. I somehow took up scuba diving in Scotland in the really, really cold water around this place. But it's utterly brilliant. It's really otherworldly when you go down and you go, what's underneath the water? And then you see all this life.
Unbelievable.
And over the last few years, I've been filming my dives and putting some clips up onto social media and just kind of slapping my own music onto it as some kind of soundtrack to it. And it's got really, really positive responses because people are going, oh, I've never seen the what's underneath the water. I'm really intrigued by this. So there's a project that's been bubbling in my head for a few years, but I haven't managed to kind of pull all the strands together where it's a new kind of audiovisual piece that is filmed from my dives with my music scoring it. But it's not going to be a kind of Blue Planet style, everything's pristine and clear and beautiful. It'll just be quite raw and how it is, because around the coast of Ireland, Scotland, it's a bit murky and grey, but it's still really beautiful and vibrant in its own way. It's not kind of the pristine, clear waters of like Barrier Reef or tropical diving, but it's beautiful in a really interesting way.
There's many layers to it, because I saw as well that NASA are bringing music from space. So it's a similar vibe that I feel is happening now, where we're kind of looking at other areas for music as well, because it's everywhere, it surrounds us.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. And interestingly, there was the Institute of Physics commissioned me for a piece 7 years ago now for the Northern Ireland Science Festival that was to tie in with quantum physics, basically. My great uncle was a quantum physicist, and there's a lecture that's dedicated to him every year as part of the Northern Ireland Science Festival. So they asked me to write a new piece based on his work that was tied in with quantum mechanics, which was brilliant to dive into and just kind of try and understand that weird, wacky world of quantum physics. But yeah, I think physics, science, art, music, and just kind of general exploration work really, really well together, because part of my desire for being a composer in the first place was as an excuse to kind of dive into different topics.
Mm.
Because if you're just a kind of, I am doing this one thing in my life, you kind of have to stay in that one lane. But as a composer or as an artist in general, you can kind of go, oh, I'm going to be a bit of a magpie and dip into different topics and different areas of the world that you find interesting and try and understand it and then try and absorb it into your work.
Yeah, it can be real experimental, which I think is a nice part of art in general, as you were saying.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. It's really nice to be able to just kind of pull things in.
Yeah. There's a gig coming to Dublin as well, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a gig coming to Dublin on the 13th of April at midday in the Goethe Institute. It's for tenor, viola and accordion. And there's a 5 Irish composers that have been commissioned to respond to various arias from Handel's Messiah. I've chosen Comfort Ye. I'm just writing it for viola and accordion though. So if you're around Dublin on the 13th of April, come along. The tickets will be on Eventbrite relatively soon.
Excellent. So the guidebook to self-releasing your music with Matthew Whiteside. Thank you so much for chatting to us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's been really fun.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.